We are back.
Yes, we are.
We are back. So we're having this great conversation about personal experience that
syphilis, I think we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
And gonorrhea.
And all those fun things. Oh, that's fine. What happens if you don't practice safe sex. Anyway, long story short,
injected with magma.
It's true. Wow. And I remember looking at my doctor and saying, now, do you know from textbook or do you know from personal experience? And he paused. And I looked at him and I went, thank you, you've just answered my question. I bent over. And
not for the first time.
Not for the first time. And that's probably why I ended up in that situation to go and get whatever. But anyway, he did the shot. Well, oh, mother fucking Christ, God, oh, Lord, did that hurt. Now, the worst part is that there was one more shot that had to happen after that. That was painful. I did all of that for nothing because my test came back. I did not have syphilis. But those are the things. If you practice. And I mean, practicing on safe sex can be just as kissing somebody who's just finishing sucking somebody's cock or sucking somebody's cock. So those are the choices you can make. Yeah, actually. You can suck somebody's cock and get gonorrhea, syphilis, or just kissing somebody. Like, those viruses are so strong now that... and it's kind of hard because I could forget sucking somebody's cock, but kissing to me is very important. So, one way or the other, I'm screwed. Technically.
Yes.
Anyway, so this is a safe environment to talk about all kinds of subjects. So, don't be shy. If we have any personal information or we can point you in the right direction, that's why we are here.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this week it's been a very busy...
I just yawned on the microphone.
busy week for all of us.
Quite.
Stressful. To different levels. Everybody's gone through a bunch of stuff. But...
And we had Buñuel's first show.
We had Buñuel's first show.
So how do you think that went, my boy?
I thought it went pretty good.
So how did you... You thought it went pretty good?
Pretty good, sir.
Did you had a bit of a plan, and your plan for the show was what again?
Well, I just had a little bit of an outline, sir. Mm-hmm. Then I went through the outline.
Yeah.
Covered what I wanted to, sir.
So, again, what I'm trying to kind of segue you into is, what are you hoping to do with the show?
What it's about.
Well, educate, which was the main thing.
Right.
And it's conversation about educate, about being a submissive and learning to accept yourself and respect yourself as a submissive, and it's kind of doing that.
So, what do you think that you expressed this tonight on the show? So that way people can go back and grab the podcast off of the website.
Well, we talked about a lot about safety and safe word or safe calls and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and again, we talked about your experiences with not necessarily being as safe as you should, but and that's because, number one, you weren't really aware of it, right?
Exactly. I mean, we don't. I mean, when you're not educating you in your when you're looking in life and thriving to find something, and it's very tough to find. Sometimes we'll do stupid things when we finally think we found it.
And then when you do find it, you found something in this particular relationship. Now, have Sir Martin, this is going to be, I could get bitch slapped by this question. It could backfire on me, but have we ever asked you to do things that you said that you've done really stupid things in order to find something? Now that you've actually found it, were those things ever really asked of you by us? Does that make sense?
Not really.
I know what you're thinking. Look at the spider. Look how big it is. It's huge.
I think I know what you're trying to say, and the answer would be no.
You did certain things to get something that, or you did certain things that you thought you were supposed to do to get a.
You've never asked me, I don't think, to compromise on that.
Right.
Or compromise my safety.
Okay.
I guess is a term.
And I think that's a really important thing wherein. You don't need to compromise your safety.
No, you don't. That's my point.
You don't. You just need to find someone who's, I'm not going to say real, but I'm going to say that understands.
Mm-hmm.
you as an individual, right?
Correct.
Answer, Mark. What did you learn today?
What did I learn? That with family, anything is possible. With our great
giant motherfucking spider go.
Uh-oh.
Not over here. I'm not screaming.
Oh, it's right there. It's
as the pup jumps up on the chair. Who ever heard of a pup afraid of fucking... You're supposed to eat the spiders. No, sorry, sir. Mark. Go ahead.
I'm a homo sapien pup, not a canine pup, sir.
Go ahead.
Well, basically what I've learned this week is that with our chosen family members, we can go through a lot of stuff, but what comes down to is that we are here for each other and our community, and we would like to offer our help for anybody who is willing to ask for it and to be friends for everybody. And we have a lot to offer. And friends are here for life. And that's what this show and we are about. So spread the word, guys, because we like to educate, have fun doing it.
I like fucking boys.
No, not boys. Legally attainable, respectable, adult,
boys.
Named boys. Legal, age.
What am I
boys.
Missing? Oh, no, I'm not a pedophile.
No, I know, but... Yeah.
Well, no, but that's what the whole show's all about, is the BDSM community serves... boys is a terminology.
I know, but sometime you need to...
If anyone listening to the show for the first hour and 45 minutes doesn't
Jaden
know
the
that
cool
by boys, we mean... Just say, I mean, I think by now they've figured
it out. I didn't say
out,
Boy
sir.
Scouts, all right? But I think you both would look pretty cute in a little Boy Scout uniform.
Oh, Lord. Like a cow and a sheep wasn't enough.
Oh, my
last
God, wasn't
night?
That so hot?
Last night, everybody.
And I do, I want to bring up something, so you keep going.
Okay, so picture this. If you can go on Sir Mark, actually, Mark Cartier / Poisson Facebook page. We have slash. Picture. Yeah, it's Cartier Poisson. All
right.
Or slash.
I think it's a dash, not a slash.
No, I think it's a slash.
Anyway,
there's pictures of last night of slash. Us dash. Out in Toronto. There was Boy Neil as sheep. There was Slave Wayne as a cow. There was Master Noel as the farmer. And I was a slash Adam Lambert / Cirque du Soleil ringmaster, which kind of fit the theme at the Black Eagle, actually. Which
actually, that did, now I think about it.
Kind of freaky at the mm-hmm. same time and funny.
Yeah.
You could have emceed.
Yeah.
He
well, I don't know.
Clowns.
The Facebook page is Mark, M-A-R-C, space, Poisson, P-O-I-S-S-O-N, space, Cartier,
yeah.
C-A-R-T-I-E-R.
So there's pictures of us last night. We had a great time. It was really fun. And I do want to give a shout-out to the Black Eagle in Toronto. You guys really put a interesting evening. It was nice, and I like that you guys are trying to do different things all the time, so that was fun. And you, another good thing that was, it was great to have Pop Corey here. We've missed you. It's been over 3 weeks.
It's been nice to be
there's
here.
There's the tissues right here.
Shut
honey.
Up.
You're crying again.
Yeah, you haven't cried yet.
I haven't cried yet.
Bullshit.
I have not.
We've been through some interesting times in the family recently.
Yeah, so.
Now, what I wanted to talk about
okay.
is that motherfucker at the Eagle. Now, we're talking
which
about.
Which ones?
We're talking
the
about.
The one who grabbed his toys.
Yeah, you don't fuck with my toys. Even, and this is going to, I got to do this quick. We're talking about different levels of play. We're talking about people having different understanding of what the leather community, what, say, the Black Eagle is about, or what different things are. And you hear us all say the word respect a lot, and that, it means a great deal, because you need to have respect for yourself before anyone else can actually give you that respect, or you can give it to someone else. There was a motherfucking little prick bastard in the Eagle. And I had a crop, and what I did, it was in my pocket because I was herding the sheep and the cow. This guy walked up, and he reached behind me and grabbed the crop. And I'm thinking, you know what? We're in, like, the Black Eagle of all places for someone to do this. And I said to him, I said, don't touch me. You need to back away from me. And he's, huh, huh, huh. And he went to grab it again. So I grabbed his hand over the crop, and I started to squeeze it. And I said to him, I'm going to let you go, and if you continue along this course of action, I will break your arm. Right here and right now, you need to back away from me. And he kind of still laughed, and then he realized as I squished harder, I wasn't fucking kidding. Now, what makes people, this is probably going to be maybe a topic for a couple weeks, think that just because A, they're either gay, or B, they're in a gay bar, that it's okay to go up and either say, grope, touch, hug, without asking. If they did that in a straight bar, the bouncer would punch the fuck out of them and throw them out on the street.
But saying the same thing, Pride Weekend, we're all walking up Church Street, and this beautiful, tall, blonde girl comes and smacks my ass. And I grabbed her arm and I said, excuse me, bitch. Come here for a minute. What gives you the right to slap my... Well, it was there. Really? I said, so it's okay then for me to go right now and reach and grab your tit? Well, no. I go, what is the difference?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she stopped and she went, you're right. I said, because you're supposedly dressed a certain way, that still does not give you the right.
You should feel lucky you get to see. That doesn't mean you get to touch. This is not a gay petting zoo.
Exactly. But again, if we all gradually, time after time, say, no, don't, it will make people think.
And you know what? A lot of people need, you know, I mean, as much as I try, and I do every single time, somebody will come up and hug me, or I'll go to hug them, and I will stop. And I do it with people that we've talked to for years, where it's just, may I? And so it's two words. All the time, it's like, yeah, of course you can. Right? It just takes that one time that I don't say that to somebody, and I grab them and give them a hug and piss them off, then I've gone against everything.
Have you ever heard of anybody pressing charges, a man against a man, for lewd behavior, for grabbing their balls? No.
No, but you know what?
But men get charged with lewd behavior for grabbing women's titties all the time. That's the difference. I don't know how a cop would handle
it. We perpetuate the idea in our society that any man will welcome any sexual advance at any time.
Because we're gay.
It's the same way we pretend that women are the only people who are raped. And it's bullshit.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who it is or where it's coming from.
But hold
it. It shouldn't happen.
There was a Republican that just said rape could be a gift from God.
We got it. Actually, we want a refund.
Yes.
Anyway, on this, we would like to say thank you very much for everybody that was here. We will be away next weekend. There will be a repeat podcast.
Yep.
So thank you for all our listeners. Thank you to Prop Corey and Voinia for being our guests this evening. Woof.
Woof.
Play safe, everybody.